Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk call-in radio show with a valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests ready to take your calls. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel.
For the love of dogs, it's Janice Wolf. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our holiday extravaganza show. Today we have our somewhere between Christmas and New Year's show, which means everybody had a wonderful holiday with their family, hopefully, and had a good time with their dogs. Of course, the most important thing is to spend your time with your animals and, well, your children. It might be animals, your husband might be an animal, but our babies. And even when something might happen and things don't always go the way we planned, it's amazing how great things can come from tragedies or issues. Well, those of you who have been following our Facebook posts know that we were vandalized and had our place pretty much trashed on our farm, but I'm happy to say that all of the animals have been now rehomed, and everybody's doing great. We've had some amazing people. We're still looking for a larger farm in New Jersey so we can do our Merlin's Kids and give out our free service dogs and do our free therapies, the different therapies we do with children, with equine-assisted therapy and animal adaptive therapy. So things are looking good. There's a Christmas miracle all over. So anyway, for today, we're going to continue a little bit about the most important things to do with your pets this holiday season. Now, we know that certain foods are bad for dogs. Well, which kind of foods are particularly bad? Anything that has corn, wheat, soy, BHA, BHT, byproducts, propylene glycol, things like that, red dye number 40. We want to keep those out of our dog's diet, and you all know that that's one of the things that we do here at UnitedCanineProfessionals.com and at MerlinsKids.org. It's really important to make sure your dog gets a really healthy food, one that is not only going to keep it healthy in its physical being, but as well in its emotional and mental state. Because if you give your dog something, think about if you gave your dog food that made it drunk. Well, it might be funny to some of you guys in the frat houses, but it's really not funny. So we want to keep our dogs away from those foods this holiday season. We want to keep them away from drinking beer. I know you frat house boys are having a fit right now, but oh well, you've got to keep alcohol away from dogs. It does not affect them the same way it affects us. So if you put your glass of wine down and you don't drink it, and your little, you know, 3-pound Maltese drinks it, that dog can get very ill. It can be get actually toxic. So we don't want to do that. We also want to be aware of things that are in your Christmas tree water. Be really, really careful if you have a Hanukkah bush, although it would probably be dead by now since it was on Thanksgiving this year, and your Christmas tree, because even an untreated tree can leach out into the water and can be toxic to Fido or Fluffy the cat. Be really, really careful. Another thing that's very important to avoid is holly. Holly berries and holly leaves can be toxic to a dog. Be really careful. If you hang holly up high, make sure that it doesn't fall down and your dog might wind up chewing on it, okay? Very, very important. And some other things that are really bad, macadamia nuts. Bet you didn't know that one macadamia nut for a little Yorkie or Maltese, or maybe 5 or 6 for a larger dog, can actually cause 24-hour temporary paralysis of your baby. And if you are able to keep things away from your dogs, for instance, another thing most people don't think of, poinsettia plants. Poinsettia plants are toxic. Any of the succulent plants that have kind of like the cacti, where they kind of have an almost, well, if you would, kind of have a clear to milky white kind of sap, if you would. And this sap can actually be toxic to your dog. So anything, night blooming cereus, any of even your bromeliads, you have to be careful because they have little spikes on the edges. So if you have any of these Christmas plants, you've got to be very careful to keep them away from your dog. There are also things, Chinese evergreen, which can be very toxic. They're very low-light plant. They can be toxic to your dog. So we've got to be really careful. And also, of course, we leave all chocolates and candies and wrapped things around. We might leave jelly beans, things like that. Be aware that the wrapping, either the foil or the saran wrap or the plastic wrap that is around those treats, could potentially be a big problem, because what can happen is when your dog eats that piece of chocolate, not only is it getting chocolate, especially dark chocolate and bittersweet, and the high cacao, different kind of chocolates, the better chocolate, have really, really a lot of, you know, the caffeine theobromine in it. And we talk about making sure that the mulch that you use also is not going to have anything toxic in it. So be very, very careful, because there are a number of stories that I've shared through the months and months that we've been doing the show where, you know, we hear stories about a dog who got into, you know, an Otis Spunkmeyer muffin that was wrapped in saran wrap or handy wrap. And also another thing is sometimes you leave a baggie or a piece of foil from your turkey or your Christmas food, and you leave that out and either in the garbage or on the countertops, and guess what the dog is going to want to do? He's going to want to lick on that. He's going to lick on that foil and lick that all up, and hopefully he's not going to be sick. But what happens with that is a dog can absolutely, absolutely get very, very violently ill, because it'll actually cause a blockage in your dog. Well, we want to be safe for your dog this season. We don't want to have blockages. We don't want to have a dog having to have a surgery that not only might cost $5,000 or $6,000, depending on your veterinarian, even more, but we also want to make sure that we're able to keep the dog safe and healthy so that he doesn't need to have a surgery. Now, part of that is some of the dogs are eating subpar dog food. We talk about this. If your dog is eating something that has corn, wheat, soy, BHA, BHT, byproducts, propylene glycol, animal digest, red food coloring, number 40, any of these things, these can be very, very bad for your dog. So if instead of having your dog be, you know, kind of hungry all the time because he's not getting what he needs, you can put him on a really top quality food and potentially even put him on the NuVet vitamins we talk about every week. Because the NuVet vitamins, which is NUVET.com, NuVet vitamins, if you call them and tell them you heard from our radio show with that Janice Wolf and Merlin's kids told you to call up, you'll be on the best food you can possibly have your dog on. And if you're a new customer, I believe they are going to be giving out a free copy of our new ebook, which is a canine behavior book that is specifically geared to having you guys understand why your dog is doing what it's doing. Because if you don't know why your dog's doing what it's doing, you might not listen. So make sure you stay tuned for our next segment, because it is going to be packed full of all kinds of very helpful behavioral hints for you for your holiday season, so you don't have your relatives saying, I'm not coming back next year because your dog is obnoxious. Maybe your children might be obnoxious, but your dog won't be after today. So make sure you stay tuned for the love of dog.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo, to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be Healthy Goo, healthy.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com, order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf. Well, we're talking about, in this section of the show, we're going to be talking about all the great things you can do to help your dog have good behavior through this holiday season. It's really important to set your dog up for success, not for failure. And that's really the reason that we do this show. We're not looking to change anybody's feelings about different types of training, because there's so many different types of training that are out there. And we know obedience, which is really fun, and actually Wyatt's little brother is one of the top Ridgebacks in obedience right now. And there's actually a couple of Ridgebacks out there. God bless you, because that's a tough job. Ridgebacks want to do what they want to do. They're very, very bright. They're not always interested in knowing what your thoughts are. They're more interested in saying, hey, I just found cancer in someone. Well, that is one thing that we're going to talk about in our third segment today, is about our cancer detection training programs and about the amazing Wyatt, who everybody knows. Well, right now we're going to talk about what we can do to help our dogs have better behavior. How can we make our dog's behavior more, well, copacetic, more agreeable to those non-dog-loving humans out there who we are kind of related to or stuck with? And they come over to our house and they're like, can you put the dog away, please? I don't like dogs. And my answer to those people is, my dogs live here. You don't. Dogs are wonderful, wonderful pets. They're wonderful companions. And they're also really more deserving of more respect than I think many people give them. So what we want to do is talk about a little bit today in this segment about some training tips that are behavioral training tips. In other words, we're not making a dog sit because, you know, honestly, any 5-year-old kid with a box of, you know, dog cookies or a piece of chicken can teach a dog to sit. It doesn't take a lot of, real hard work to have a dog say, hey, I'm hungry. How do I get that piece of chicken? But what it does take a lot of work to do is when you have dogs who are much more intelligent than their owners are. And when that happens, the dog is going to try to figure out, aha, the kid has the chicken. How do I separate the kid from the chicken? If you want the dog to be able to sit or lie down or roll over or do tricks, party tricks to entertain your loved ones, good for you. I personally don't like my dogs to listen to everybody because I have service dogs, and I have literally the best trained dogs on the planet. Although they're not trained, they're really just super well behaved. I spoke a little earlier about our farm, which was vandalized in New Jersey. And it's amazing how many incredible people have already responded, and we definitely still need more donations. We need some serious donations to be able to rebuild and move animals and all. So we would appreciate that with merlinskids.org. If you would like to make a donation, go on the website and hit the donate button. But this incident really brought out an amazing part of my program and our program at United Canine Professionals. Just imagine you have about 15 large dogs. Some of the dogs are champion, grand champion show dogs. Some of the dogs are younger puppies who are going to be show dogs. Some of the dogs are rescue dogs that came from Georgia, that came from Arizona, that came from all over the country. A couple of them only just got to our farm a few days ago. So imagine 15 dogs who were in three separate buildings, and they're all kind of like houses, like small houses that are, you know, 30 by 40 kind of small houses. And all of these dogs were let out on the property by somebody who was, well, crazy to say the least, but who had a lot of mental issues and who is now in psych ward, and that's good. That's where that person belongs. But an amazing thing happened because of that. When I returned home to the farm after only a couple of hours where nobody was there, and normally we have 24-hour people, but, you know, it was so quiet that day. It was the day before Christmas. And I said, you know, this is really, you know, I can just leave for a little bit. Let me go get something to eat and go do my shopping. And I did. Well, I came back. Lo and behold, I saw Charlie, who is one of the worst shelter dogs you could ever imagine. And we believe that the reason Charlie was in the shelter in Georgia, in Hinesville, Georgia, is that she probably ran away from every home she ever had. We don't think she was ever abused. We can rehabilitate any dog with any issue, and certainly I've had a lot of people needing me to do that. But the amazing part of it was 15 dogs who maybe three or four knew each other, and all of those dogs happened to be around. No one ran away. The one was just the one who we had just gotten. He was only a little bit away. And nobody ran away, though. Nobody, there were, we didn't have any marks. Nobody came up and was biting anybody. Nobody was attacking anybody. Nobody was giving anyone a hard time. They were all just running around happy, and nobody ran away other than the one who was a little bit farther away. He was within my hearing. I could hear him, but he didn't know where he was, and it was dark. He came back late that night. But all of these dogs were just perfectly well-behaved, didn't run away, didn't try to get into the street. All the gates and doors, everything was wide open. Literally, every door was wide open. So why is it that my dogs did not run away or did not get in trouble? You know why? Because they know that I'm the leader, and all they have to do is trust that I'm going to take care of them, that I'm going to take care of them physically, I'm going to give them food, I'm going to give them a great place to live. And once they understand that I'm their leader and that I'm the one who's going to take care of them, providing for all their needs, taking care of them and protecting them if they have any problems, then they're not going to run away. So the people who say to me, my dog, I can't get my dog back. My dog goes in the yard. Do you know I had the #2 obedience dog in the country at one point? This dog wasn't my dog, but it was a dog I was working with a lady, and she's like, oh, my dog is the top, was like the #1 or 2 hound. It was this amazing dog. And I said, you know, the problem with this whole situation is your dog is only listening to you in the ring. Well, why was the dog only listening when it was in the show, in the obedience ring? Because she had food. Well, there was your motivator. It's like dealing with an autistic child or any child. If there's a motivator, and you know what's going to happen? The dog is going to say, hey, I want that chicken. I'm going to come back. But what happens when there is no chicken? The dog then says to himself, hey, guess what? I think I am going to have to probably separate that child from the chicken, and if there's no chicken there, then I'm not going to go anywhere. I'm not going to come, and I'm not going to do the tricks that you want me to do. Well, this lady called me because her dog, who's the number two obedience dog in the country, wouldn't come when she called it when it was in the yard. That's pretty funny and pretty scary. So what we want to do is teach you guys who are listening how to do different things. We're not going to do everything, obviously, in 1 hour, but we're going to go over some things today, which I've been getting, I would say, 40 different people who have had the same exact question. So you got to stay tuned for our next segment, because we're going to talk about how to keep your dog away from the food when the food's out on the table at holiday time. Stay tuned for the Love a Dog.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf. Well, today we're talking about how to keep your dog away from the kitchen table or your guest's food. Now, why would your dog be looking for more food? Well, sometimes, actually, these dogs who are food whores or food hungry are out there and they are eating everything. And there are a lot of these times these dogs are overweight. So you got to think about, why would a dog who's overweight be hungry? Well, unfortunately, overweight, except it was, of course, a sign of affluence in the 1700s and 1800s and during the Victorian period in Europe, you know, a heavy-set, voluptuous, you know, woman who had a very womanly shape was thought to be very wealthy because food was very expensive and only the wealthy would be able to eat enough to be able to get to a larger size. The poor people were the skinny ones. Well, you have the exact opposite now. Unfortunately, many of the people who are out there and dogs who are thinner are the ones who are having a better diet, because they're able to eat better sources of protein, they're able to eat better quality food, and that's why it's so important to make sure that you have your dog on a great diet. What we don't want to do is have dogs that are very heavy, because especially dogs like Labs and Goldens can have very, very, very serious health issues later on. Sometimes you'll see a dog who's, you know, 5 or 6 years old, and it's gray, and it's got lumps and bumps, and you look at the dog, and you say, my gosh, the dog is, like, huge and got all these fatty tumors and all. Well, I've been feeding him Beneful. He loves Beneful, or he loves Pedigree, or he loves whatever the food is that he's got. And the problem is that just because somebody loves the food, I mean, I love lobsters, but that's a food that's good for you. But how about if I loved candy and I loved eating potato chips? I'd look like somebody who I knew in Texas who loved to eat a lot of junk food and was, you know, very heavy set. And you know, you can't eat junk and or have your dog eat junk and expect you or your dog to look good or feel healthy. You've got to be on good, healthy sources of nutrition. So the things that you want to remember, when the dog is looking for food, it doesn't mean that he's hungry, but he may be actually craving something. So imagine if instead of your dog getting nice lean meat, good healthy vegetables, some good quality grains, some nice high quality carbohydrates. Imagine if instead of eating junk food, your dog now has, let's say, something wonderful like an organic food that is good for you and healthy, and it makes you feel better. Well, you wouldn't be wanting to eat everything that you saw on a plate, on somebody else's plate. The reason we do that is, or a dog does that, is unfortunately the nutrition that the dog or human is getting are not of high quality that are satisfying the dog's appetite. So if the dog is not eating something that is good for it, and the dog is looking for other things, then that means that the dog, chances are, the dog is probably on, like craving something kind of like a woman who's pregnant. Well, imagine a woman who's pregnant, and imagine that this woman comes in and she says, oh, honey, I need a milkshake. I know it's 3 in the morning. I need you to go to the Shake Shack. I need to get some. I need this big time. I need you to go to IHOP. I need to get blueberry pancakes at 3 in the morning. That's because the mom-to-be is craving whatever it is her body needs. And think about craving. Do women usually crave crazy things? Yeah. Why would women crave dairy products and, let's say, like pickles and ice cream, we joke, right? Wouldn't that happen because the woman was actually craving the dairy, the calcium in the dairy, maybe the fat in the dairy, to be able to build bones and strong bones and muscles for and ligaments and cartilage for the children, for the baby who the fetus is developing? Wouldn't they want to actually have the foods that their body needed while they were pregnant? Of course. Well, why pickles? Sodium, the sodium-potassium gate in the heart. The electrical system of the body is built on sodium, the same way that a lot of women want charcoal-broiled meats and kind of crazy stuff like that. Carbon is the building block of the body. So all of these things that women crave when they're pregnant, it's because the baby is demanding it, and they know that I need to eat that food. So if your body is craving something, that means that you're deficient in it. That's why we use the NuVet vitamins, the NuVet, NuVet.com, and there's a code you can use, 40560, or just tell them Merlin's Kids recommended you. But that's why I use them, because my dogs are not counter surfers, and Rhodesian Ridgebacks are notorious counter surfers. They're some of the worst counter surfers ever. But they also have deficiencies in certain vitamins and minerals. And there are about 20 different breeds that we have learned at United Canine Professionals that these different breeds have different issues and they have different nutritional needs. Some of them, I believe, are because some of these breeds, like pit bulls, labs, goldens, come from very large litters, and perhaps it's got something to do, and I'd like to have some studies done on this, but perhaps it's got something to do with the fact that these dogs are from larger litters, and they're actually getting less of the nutrition than they need. So when mama has 10 or 12 puppies, that each puppy doesn't get quite as much nutrition as it would if there were only 4 or 5 puppies. So we've got to think that there's some nutritional issues there. Now, one of the things you're going to do is create a bubble, create a space bubble. So when your dog comes over and the dog comes up to you or comes up to your guest, don't look at the dog. Don't stare at the dog, because then he's going to say, oh, cool, you see me, and obviously you're going to give me some food. I'll just sit here and wait for you. Instead of that, move around the table. Kind of claim your space. So what you're going to actually do is walk up and make a bubble around the table. Make a bubble around your guests. And as a matter of fact, I have a dog named Bubble, and she's the tiniest bubble in the world. But I put big bubbles for space cushions. Super, super, super important. What you've got to do is get up, back the dog away from the table, and then sit back down and go back to what you were doing. I've always said through 7 or 8 or 9 years, think about if you were in a movie theater, and you're in this movie theater and the kids behind you are talking on the cell phone or they're getting loud, wouldn't you just very simply turn around and say to them, shh, right? You'd say, shh, don't talk anymore, but you don't want to talk either because you're in a movie theater. So what do? You say to them, shh, and then you turn around and you watch Leonardo DiCaprio plant a big giant kiss on Kate Winslet, even though you've seen the movie 38 times or more. But the goal is for you to just have the person behind you stop talking. You're not looking to get into a conversation with them. You just want them to stop talking. So that's what you need to do in your home. Get in front of the dog, between the dog and the table, or between the dog and the guest. Walk into the dog. Walk so the dog actually backs away from the table, and then sit down. And depending on what breed of dog you have, the age of the dog, and how smart your dog is and how smart his humans are, it might take you one or two times. The average dog will take 4, 5, 6 times. If you have a dog who's not the brightest bulb in the chandelier, well, he might take 40 times. But guess what? It's a rule in your house. And we'll go through a little bit more in our next segment, and then we'll talk about the amazing Wyatt on the next segment of For the Love of Dog.
Attention all pet lovers! Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust, mites, and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's PAWSNSILK.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, let the play. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, let the play. I'm hungry, tastes great.
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience Pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf. Well, last segment we were talking about how to claim your territory around your table. We're going to talk a little bit more about claiming anything. How about if you've got your little nephew or your little godson or granddaughter, and your little godson or nephew or granddaughter drops a piece of food on the floor. It's not who gets their first win. What it should be is, it's mine because it belongs to me. It's my floor. It's my carpeting. It's my house. It's my everything. And I love when my animals are able to curl up on the sofa and they are in bed with me. Of course, they're in bed with me. That's how I stay warm at night. It's a 4-dog night or a 5-dog night, not just a 3-dog night. Well, what happens is when your dog starts understanding that even if something falls on the floor, that it still belongs to you, then guess what? If it falls on the floor and little Johnny goes to pick it up off the floor or little Janie goes to pick it up off the floor, the dog will back away from the item because it doesn't belong to the dog. We're going to, on our new website, we've got some awesome things. And one of the things we're going to have is some videos that are very simple that you can refer to so that each week when we have questions and listener questions, we'll be able to take all of those and make little videotapes and show you what we're talking about. And remember, if you have a dog with a behavioral issue, if you have a dog who's kind of in, you know, kind of getting in trouble, and you have a dog who, you know, maybe even is aggressive, we have our trained natural canine behavior rehabilitation specialists all over the country in 37 states, Australia, France, and Bulgaria. And we even have the UK and Ireland right now coming on board by the springtime. So this is very exciting stuff. So if you need help, all you've got to do is call 855-4-K9-PROS. 855, the number 4, the letter K, the number 9, PROS, P-R-O-S. If you need help with getting a service dog for your child, or if you need help with anything or would like to make a donation to Merlin's Kids, call 855. Hi, Wyatt. Well, Wyatt is outside, and he's hanging out, but I've got my little bubble here, and we're going to talk about some amazing things that we have been doing with the Firefighter Cancer Foundation. Those of you who have been listening to us every single week religiously know who Cindy L. is. And Cindy L. is a wonderful lady. She founded Firefighter Cancer Foundation. And Merlin's Kids and United Canine Professionals are so pleased to team up with Firefighter Cancer Foundation with their roughly 250,000 firefighters active and retired all over the country who are, you know, fighting fires and fighting for our lives and saving us. And what we can do for them is we can give them early detection of cancers using our super highly trained and amazingly intelligent service dogs who are trained not just for children, but are also trained to detect cancers. We take shelter and rescue dogs. We rehabilitate them using the techniques of UnitedCanineProfessionals.com and MerlinsKids.org. We take these amazing dogs who were dumped in a shelter or a rescue and were unwanted and abandoned, and we take them and we give them new, amazing lives. Some of them will become service dogs for special needs children. These are not just dogs that we take out and we say, oh, gee, look, I'm going to try to train a service dog or try to train a therapy dog. These are super highly trained dogs, and that's why we at United Canine Professionals have a training course that people can go through for cancer detection training. They can go through all kinds of training for autism, for blood sugar issues with either hypoglycemia or diabetes, for different things like CP or Bell's palsy, or different things, physical support dogs. We train dogs for all kinds of things. Well, one of the most amazing things, as you all know, Wyatt is probably the most amazing dog who has ever lived on this earth. We joke about it. If Timmy had a Rhodesian Ridgeback, he never would have fallen into the well in the first place because the Ridgeback would have kept him safe. And we all love Lassie. We grew up with Lassie, and we love Lassie and how beautifully, beautifully that dog and the subsequent dogs were trained. But you have to understand that dogs have senses of smell and hearing and sight that are so far superior to ours that even though all these things happen, you have to understand the dogs can tell. Dogs can smell fear. They can smell all kinds of anxiety. We train dogs on cortisol levels so that when a child in a school is saying, I'm having a meltdown, I need to go see the service dog that's here for my place, I need to go see Miss Butler, I need to go see the person who has the dog for our school, because we do place dogs into schools as well, highly trained service dogs. The dog will go up to the child, and if the dog backs away, that means that the child is legitimately having a problem. If the dog continues on and goes up to the child and act normally, that means the child is faking it. So, guys, a dog can even tell if a child is faking a tantrum. How cool is that? Well, the amazing Wyatt was pretty incredible. Just a few weeks ago, we were up in Chicago, and those of you who Facebook friend Wyatt Ridgeback or who like him because he's a fan page, or if you're a friend of mine, Janice Wolfe, W-O-L-F-E, if you're a friend of mine, or if you follow Merlin's Kids, or if you follow For the Love of Dog, you'll be able to get on there and you'll see what Wyatt's been doing. We have about 6 different dogs who are trained to actually detect not just cancers, but autoimmune responses and all kinds of other inflammatory things and all kinds of blood sugar issues and seizures and all this. Well, Wyatt was up there with me about a few weeks ago, a month ago, and up with Cindy L. from Firefighter Cancer Foundation. And we were invited up because we were going to do cancer screenings. Well, we went in, and the amazing Wyatt went in, played with his hard-boiled egg, had everybody laughing, and then Wyatt started working. Well, one of the ladies, who was a young lady, in her early 30s, who had no history, no problems whatsoever of anything, Wyatt alerted on, and he alerted on a number of people for different things, from gout to a bad infection in someone's tooth to a sinus infection to, unfortunately, metastatic cancer, which we kind of knew as soon as we saw the alert because it's very obvious when he alerts like that. This young lady was alerted by Wyatt on her head, the side of her head, and her, I believe, right leg. You have to understand we've done so many people, but I remember this young lady, very pretty and very pale, very light skin. Well, Wyatt alerted on the side of her head and on the side of her right leg in 3 separate places. Well, she went to the dermatologist to check out where Wyatt had alerted, and there were 3 precancerous moles which were changing, and in other words, the cells were all irregular. She may have been only weeks away from those developing into cancers. This is amazing stuff. Well, I just got chills, and let me tell you, Wyatt has alerted today. He just alerted to a lady, a young lady who I can guarantee is pregnant because I saw his alert. And no, it's not a crotch rocket thing like that. It's not where the dog goes up to a woman and pokes his nose because he doesn't do that. He's not trained to do that, and he's trained not to do that. Well, he alerted very obviously, and I looked at her and I said, "Congratulations, Dr. Wyatt and Dr. Wispa say you're pregnant." We'll find out on Monday, so you got to stay tuned. And we're going to come back with our last segment, so please stay tuned for the Love of Dog.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolfe. Well, we've had a very, very interesting show today. And one of the things we want to do is address some of the listener questions. We've been getting a lot of different people asking about how to keep a dog from getting too close to the table or the tree or whatever kind of things. And so we went over that today. But we want to encourage all of you to Facebook friend us and to also like our page on BBS Radio, who is amazing. And this way you can be a part of it. You can be a part of the questions and you can direct segments of the show. It's very, very important so that we understand where you are, what you want to learn. You know, our Tuesday night show from Shelter Dog, the service dog, talks about how you can rehabilitate your dog and use your dog, train it to be a service dog or a therapy dog. Well, one of the things is there are a lot of things going on right now with bogus places training what they consider to be service dogs. There is no national certification for a service dog. So if you are in a restaurant or you're somewhere and a dog is barking or it's lunging or it's growling or it's got a muzzle or certain breeds or mixtures of certain breeds that really aren't probably a service dog, you can't go up to somebody and say, hey, what's wrong with you that you need that dog? Well, A, it's rude, B, it's politically incorrect, and C, it's illegal. But what you can do is say, hey, what does that dog do for you? And there need to be at least two things that that dog is trained to do to help that person. If the dog becomes a danger to itself or to other people, even if it is claimed to be a service dog and they have some kind of fake ID, it can be refused admittance to any place because you can't bring a dog into an emergency room unless it's the dog that belongs to the person who's in the emergency room. You got to be, you know, a little bit of common sense could go a long, long way. So I've seen people take dogs on airplanes, and then the dog is lunging at my dog who's sleeping. Well, I've seen other people who claim to be affiliated, and we just had that with Merlin's kids. We had somebody claiming to be affiliated. That's a man who's living in Texas, and he claims to be affiliated with us, that he claims to have trained, you know, hundreds of service dogs when he never was even doing that. He was basically kennel help. So, you know, we feel that all the time because we are a large, now international foundation, and we do provide the best trained and best behaved service dogs on the planet for free. So if you know somebody who is looking to have a dog trained to be a service dog, please don't go out and pay somebody $20,000 to train your dog. Because if you're going to spend money and you have that money, donate it to our foundation. We will be happy to not only train your dog or to train a dog for you, but for that price, we can probably train dogs for other people as well. So right now, the thing to do is to make sure that your dog is well-behaved. If you have a dog who is, let's say you just got a puppy for Christmas, and hey, congratulations, because there's nothing cuter than a Christmas puppy. But I will never, as a champion, grand champion breeder of the only AKC ACE Award-winning Ridgeback in history and the youngest dog in history ever to win the ACE Award, and somebody who breeds to better my breed, who breeds only to make prettier, better moving, healthier, longer living, better temperaments in their dogs. If you just got a puppy for Christmas, let me tell you, there are probably about 30 to 40% of the people who are listening to this show right now who just got a Christmas puppy who within 6 months to a year are going to dump that puppy in a shelter. And that is wrong. If you're having behavioral issues, if you know somebody who's having issues and you say, you know, our local obedience trainer is charging us almost $2,000 because they're charging us, you know, $150 an hour, and we've got to have like 15 hours with these people, and, you know, and so the dog can sit, big deal. We want the dog to be well-behaved. I've never seen anybody get rid of a dog because it won't sit. I have seen people get rid of dogs because they're peeing in the house, marking territory, chewing on everything, ripping things up, biting their children, growling at grandma. So we want to make sure dogs are well-behaved. If you need help and you just got that little Christmas puppy, or if you rescued a dog, thank you, thank you, thank you. Please rescue. Don't make more mixed-breed dogs. There's such great dogs already, even purebred dogs, in the shelters and rescues. We have an 800 number that we are happy to extend to all the listeners on our show for the Love a Dog and for our other show on Tuesday nights called From Shelter Dog to Service Dog. You can call 855, the number 4, K, the number 9, PROS, P-R-O-S, 855-4, K-9, PROS. We will help you free of charge and give you a free consultation on the phone. Sometimes when people call, we literally can spend 15 minutes on the phone with you. It doesn't cost you anything. And we can fix the behavioral issue right on the phone. It's amazing, but yes, it's very true. There are just so many things that people do that create the feeling, the mistaken feeling in the dog that he is in charge. And if you think you're in charge, well, part of your job, isn't it, to take care of, to provide food, to take care of and protect? Isn't that just the job? To make sure that you are doing the job of a leader. So don't get mad at your dog when he's doing that job of a leader. You taught him that. Don't free feed. Don't put food down all the time for your dog and say, well, he only eats as much as he wants. He doesn't overeat. The problem is if he has a behavioral issue, you're teaching the dog that if he can eat whenever he wants, he's the leader. Think about yourself. You can go into your kitchen whenever you want and grab some food. Can your 3-year-old child do that? Heck no. Your 3-year-old can't do that because he's got to ask permission for that food. It's not his food. So, so important. And, you know, the other part of this is when you hire somebody, when you do hire after you get your puppy and you hire a trainer, you know, don't hire somebody who charges by the hour because, you know, my father, God rest his soul, gone 10 years just on December 4th, which has really been a heartbreaker for me. My dad always said, honey, be wary of people who charge you by the hour because it's in their best interest for the job to take longer. And that's why we at United Canine Professionals, who give you free advice and free help on the phone, if we do need to come out and have one of our certified, trained behavior specialists in natural canine behavior rehabilitation come out to you, you've got a lifetime guarantee. You won't have to give that Christmas puppy away when the puppy starts destroying your house or peeing all over everything or nipping at the kids or ripping your clothes because you've got us. And we have a huge commitment. Merlin's Kids and United Canine Professionals have a huge commitment to every dog out there, not just the champion show dogs like I have, but also to the little shelter dogs, the rescue dogs, which I also have and love dearly, no more, no less than my champion. If you have a dog who has a behavioral issue, call us. We will help you. Believe me, we will help you, and you will not have to get rid of that dog. We don't want 4 million more dogs to be euthanized next year like they were this past year and this year and the year before and the year before. It's really important. Find a trainer if you want to do agility or lure coursing or anything who's good and who can help you. If you have a behavioral issue or you need help with your dog, call us at United Canine Professionals and stay healthy and happy, please, for the love of dogs. Have a wonderful year.